Now, John, you and I talked about this. I know you're aware of it, but I wasn't. Next to our driveway, we had a sloping little garden with mulch in it, and it only had some of these little. It only had one row of 4-inch pavers separating the mulch from the driveway, and the garden went uphill. And every time we got a bad rainstorm, the mulch would come down and overrun that 4-inch high row of pavers.
Right.
So we were looking, and I was going to build it up with another 2 or 3 rows, and my wife found this stuff in Lowe's, and I know you know what it is. It's this step block that's grooved
and
to look like individual blocks, and they're 16-inch irregular stair step, and you put the first row down, and then you put the second row down. They mate so that even though the first row is an irregular stair step, when you put the matching one upside down on top of the first row, it winds up with a flat top. So we now have a 20. It took us 30 minutes to create a 20-inch tall retaining wall that's grooved, and it looks like individual stones. It's gray. It's gray.
Yeah, the advancements, and really quick, Joe, the advancements there from what it was even 20 years ago, huge. I mean, that's what modern technology and the ability to have CAD drawings and things now that, we had that 20 years ago, but it really didn't apply to this particular area. What's happened, I would say, Joe, even in the past 10 years in that world, is phenomenal.
Yeah, and I think they were like, John, $8 a piece, and each block is 16 inches long, and, at the high point, they're 12 inches tall, and at the low point, they're 8. So when you make them, when the low part of the second block mates with the tall part of the first block, you wind up with a 20-inch tall retaining wall. By the way, you can also make a box out of it. If you want to make a flower box, you can make a square box or any type of thing. And, when you're covering 16 inches linearly with each block, you don't need a lot.
No.
I mean,
it works
out to like $1 a foot to do a 20-inch tall retaining wall. I thought I knew a lot about block retaining walls, and John, I wasn't even aware of this stuff till my wife found it, and I just
so much better, Joe. Again, like for what we do in our world, so much better from what it used to be. The options, and for all of you listening too, and Joe, I know you know this, but the options even for texture, color, how it looks. You're trying to match something else. You're trying to match your house. I mean, the reality, Joe, is. And by the way, if you can't find that at the big box stores, a lot of your larger landscape supply companies will even have a larger selection of these things, Joe. So if you don't see what if you don't like what you see at some of the big box stores, just look a little further. You'll find what you need.
Yeah. So, and then there's all sorts of options out there. Because, and John, the original thing there, these semicircular retaining block, these semicircular.
Yep.
They're like 8 inches each, and they're about, 5 inches deep, and they're like a wedge.
Right.
They're curved in the front and square in the back. I was going to have to get, 40 of those and put them one by one. And, and these things, I got about a dozen of these things, John, and just stacked them up, one on top of the other upside down. And just a gorgeous-looking wall. Took us 30 minutes to build. So,
nice.
That's my tip for that.
Nice. No, they Joe, anyway. To your point, they have come so far, and I don't know that, if people, to your point, if people haven't gone out and actually done that and looked at it and seen what the actual products are, I guess what I'm trying to say, the options that they have now versus what used to be out there, it's, I mean, Joe, they even make some of these where on the outside face it'll look like an actual rock.
I didn't see that. This one was all grooved and scored, so it looks like each piece looks like it's 6 or 7 different stones, but
right.
In reality it's just one piece.
Yeah,
but
no, as far as the outside of that goes, they've got the ability now to where literally they can make it look like stone, they can make it look like brick. I mean, literally you've got the option to pretty much do whatever you want to now.
Yeah, looks fantastic, inexpensive,
yep.
quick to erect. So if anybody's thinking about doing anything in terms of a retaining wall, I highly recommend you look at some of these, engineered.
Joe. I don't know what the actual. There's different names that these things go by as far as the manufacturers go. But yeah, I think engineered stones, engineered wall, maybe, Joe, would be the way to say that. I mean, everybody kind of uses a different name for them. But to your point, that's how they work, and they work fabulous.
Yeah, they're, again, cheap. They look great. Quick to put up. You don't need any special skills. No cement, no mortar. It's just wham, bam, and you're done. So anyway.
Oh, they're fabulous, Joe. And again, for all of you listening that maybe have some of these little DIY projects, and used to be Joe back, and in fact, I've got some things around my house where I've told my guys, it's like, okay, you know, used to be you used flagstone and different things along those lines, because that's really, you know, let's face it, Joe, you know, my house was built back in 74. Well, that's all we had in 74. We didn't have the types of products that we have today, so I've got some things where I'm even going to go through and do some replacement to these types of items, Joe, just because they just even look so much better than what the stuff did in the old days.
Absolutely, yeah, so... John, I know you know all about it. I now know all about it, but I didn't think all of your listeners would. That's the only reason.
No, and I'm glad you brought it up. And sometimes I get in the habit, and I'm glad you bring it up, because sometimes, you know, Joe, I get in the habit of knowing these things exist because of what we do on a regular basis, not really thinking that, well, everybody else might want to know about these products as well. So, no, I'm glad you brought it up, because I tend to, you know, how do you want to say that, Joe? You get so involved in the day-to-day of things, I kind of forget some of those things at times.
So, anyway, that's
appreciate
all I got
it.
Today, John.
Appreciate you, Joe.
You're
thank you very much. And, yeah, so producer Ann was just asking me even for some pictures of some of those walls. I just sent that to her. We'll get some of that up on the website as well. Again, and also want to make sure that you guys all know this. There are, especially here in Colorado, Front Range area, we, outside of just the big Lowe's and Home Depot, there are probably another... Well, I'm not counting all the little guys even, but there's probably another 4 to 5 large distributors in our area that will sell retail, and you can buy the same types of products that a landscape design or landscape install company would be buying as well. So you have the ability to buy some of those products as well. No, you're not going to buy it for the same price that they will, but you'll be able to still buy it cheaper than if you were buying it and having it installed. And a lot of folks think, well, the only options I've got are X because I'm at, again, Home Depot or Lowe's, where at the end of the day, no. There are lots of products. Keep in mind, they carry the fast-moving products that they feel fit most of the do-it-yourself market, and that's what they're catering to. And that's fine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Home Depot and Lowe's doing that. But at the end of the day, are they offering all of the products available on the market? Well, of course not. And that's true, by the way, in any line, whether you're there looking at their doors, windows, siding, flooring, carpet, appliances, tools. I mean, I can go down the list. Every single, they're carrying the things, and they do market studies, by the way, on this. Those companies spend millions upon millions of dollars a year studying what people buy and what's moving the fastest. And then they stock those items. Occasionally they may get a request in a particular area for an item that maybe somebody else doesn't carry, or, you know, one of their other sister stores doesn't carry somewhere else in the nation. They'll cater to a region, let's say, but they have no ability to carry all the things that are out there on the market, especially some of the things we just talked about with Joe. So by all means, if there's a particular product that you see somewhere, just do a little bit of research and find out who around town, and I'm not going to name off all the suppliers, but there's quite a few of them. One of the larger names is, of course, Pioneer Sand and Gravel. You've seen them running around. They sell a lot of the things that we're talking about as well. So you can go look some of these and just look up landscape supply companies in my area. And you'll get a Google listing of all those particular companies. And the difference is with them is a lot of them are not going to be open the same hours that you're going to find at the big box stores. In other words, they may close at 6 o'clock at night. If you're going to run over there at 8 o'clock at night like you can at Lowe's and Home Depot, you're not going to do that there. They may not be open on Sundays. They may be open limited hours on a Saturday. So you got to do a little bit of homework and find out exactly what, you know, what's going on, when are they open, when can you go by and look, and so on. But my point is, don't just look at what the big box stores have and then say, oh, that's all my options. No. You've got probably hundreds of options in every one of these product lines outside of the big box stores. Not saying the big box stores won't have things that will work, but if you're wanting something specific that you've seen someplace else and you're trying to do something similar to what Joe just said, just do your research. And if you ever have a question, you can always reach out to me. And I know where a lot of these suppliers are around town, by the way, whether that be, you know, plumbing supplies, HVAC, et cetera. I mean, there's supply houses for all of those things around town. And no, you don't have to just go to the big box stores. In fact, there'll be things at times where you need something special. The big box stores are not going to have it, nor is anyone there that you talk to even going to know what you're asking for. And again, not trying to beat the big box stores up, but they're hiring the associates they need to run their operation daily. That doesn't mean they know everything about what's in the marketplace. Okay, they're just not. And by the way, depending upon when that person just started working there, they may have a hard time even understanding their section correctly. So that's a whole nother conversation. But just because they say they don't have it or can't get it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, is my point. So always do your research and know what you're up against. All right, we'll be right back. We'll take another break. If you got anything for us, give me a call, 303-477-5600, 303-477-5600. The text line, 307-200-8222. This is Fix It Radio, KLZ 560.
Hi, this is producer Ann with Rush Media Group. Thank you for listening. To find out more, check out our website at fixitradio.com.